Horrified, Dungeons & Dragons vs. Universal Monsters in 2026, which box wins? Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Buy Universal Monsters as the best first Horrified box. Its objectives are legible, its cast is iconic, and difficulty scales cleanly by monster count. Buy Dungeons & Dragons when fantasy horror, character roles, and more rules texture are active benefits. The D&D box is not a replacement starter. It is the spicier branch. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, Board Game Geek discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer, which Horrified D&D vs. Universal Monsters should you buy? Buy Universal Monsters as the best first Horrified box. Its objectives are legible, its cast is iconic, and difficulty scales cleanly by monster count. Buy Dungeons & Dragons when fantasy horror, character roles, and more rules texture are active benefits. The D&D box is not a replacement starter. It is the spicier branch. The verified purchase path in this guide is Horrified. Dungeons & Dragons on Amazon, Horrified. Universal Monsters on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Horrified D&D vs. Universal Monsters actually play? Both games send heroes around a shared map, rescuing non-player characters, collecting items, completing monster-specific objectives, and surviving an escalating monster deck. Universal Monsters communicates each villain through a clean physical task: break coffins, assemble a cure, escort the innocent, or complete a ritual. D&D shifts the texture toward fantasy roles, dangerous creatures, and scenario rules that reward a table already fluent in cooperative threat triage. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop. The moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. The D&D box is mechanically different, not merely reskinned. Its dungeon uses connected levels and teleport routes. Heroes have fantasy role identities, and the monster objectives ask for more scenario-specific handling. Universal Monsters keeps the cleaner rhythm. Four actions: collect colored items, escort villagers, complete each creature's physical objective, then survive the monster phase. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Universal Monsters is family horror with puzzle box villains. D&D is fantasy adventure wearing Horrified's cooperative skeleton. Pandemic is more abstract and systemic. Horrified is more theatrical because each enemy asks the table to perform a different rescue story. Across Board Game Geek and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? First, Universal Monsters, the cleanest family horror teach and best starting roster. Spicy Dungeons & Dragons, choose for fantasy identity and a more demanding cooperative puzzle. Difficulty: add one monster at a time, learn objectives before stacking threats. Expand Ravenloft only when verified, check current rules and exact product availability before buying. Stop Do Not Mix by assumption. Standalone systems require explicit compatibility, not wishful shuffling. The stopping rule matters. Dungeons & Dragons adds rules texture and sharper monster difficulty. Universal Monsters remains the cleanest first teach and the broadest family recommendation. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. it can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Compatibility reality check. Ravensburger publishes a dedicated Horrified series mixing guide because crossbox play requires explicit translation. Do not shuffle monsters, heroes, or decks together on visual similarity alone. Learn one box, use its native components, then consult the current official compatibility document before attempting a crossover. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy. Beginner, split jobs, not the party. Assign objectives while keeping rescue routes and item access connected. Regular, move civilians early. A safe villager removes future panic and creates cleaner paths. Advanced, price monster activation. End turns where the next monster card cannot create two disasters at once. Expert, finish one clock. Half solving three villains loses. Completing one reduces the board's pressure. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. Expert tempo. Count which monster symbols can activate before choosing an end space. A hero who finishes beside two vulnerable villagers has created a double loss possibility, even if their own objective advanced. In Universal Monsters, complete the nearest to finished monster to reduce the activation load. In D&D, preserve access between dungeon levels so a role is never stranded from the next objective. What is the real table, hosting and solo commitment? Hosting, set each monster's objective components beside its mat, then teach one example turn and one monster phase. Start with two villains. Use colored bowls for item types and keep defeated used pieces away from the active supply. Let new players choose heroes by fantasy, not optimization. Keep the first teach focused on the shared emergency, not every possible monster exception. Point out the current objectives, identify which villagers are immediately exposed, and ask the group to assign one rescue route and one objective route before the first turn. At the end of each round, pause long enough to name the next likely activation problem. This habit makes Universal Monsters feel cinematic instead of random, and keeps the denser Dungeons & Dragons box from becoming a rules scavenger hunt. Increase the monster load only after the table can finish a round while still explaining why each hero ended where they did. Solo. Both can be played solo by managing heroes, but two-handed play usually produces the richer puzzle. Universal Monsters is easier to administer. D&D rewards players willing to carry more scenario detail. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts. Set up surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. The two boxes are standalone. Components are not automatically cross-compatible. Dungeons & Dragons adds rules texture and sharper monster difficulty. Universal Monsters remains the cleanest first teach and the broadest family recommendation. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, editions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. D&D Horrified is not an expansion for Universal Monsters. More monsters do not merely lengthen the game, they multiply activation pressure. The strongest hero cannot compensate for ignoring civilians and monster timing. The record date is July 28, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Horrified D&D versus Universal Monsters. Universal Monsters wins for families and first-time cooperative players. Dungeons & Dragons wins for an experienced cooperative group that wants tougher scenarios and a fantasy campaign night mood. If your table already owns and loves one, buy the other only for theme and a new rules puzzle, not to combine everything. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options: Horrified, Dungeons and Dragons on Amazon, Horrified, Universal Monsters on Amazon. Final verdict: Universal Monsters wins for families and first-time cooperative players. Dungeons and Dragons wins for an experienced cooperative group that wants tougher scenarios and a fantasy campaign night mood. If your table already owns and loves one, buy the other only for theme and a new rules puzzle, not to combine everything. Frequently asked questions: Which Horrified game should I buy first? Universal Monsters is the best first box for most families and new cooperative players. Is Horrified Dungeons and Dragons standalone? Yes, it is a complete standalone Horrified game. Can Horrified boxes be combined? Do not assume cross-compatibility. Use only combinations supported by official rules or verified variants. Is D&D Horrified harder? It generally carries more rules texture and can feel more demanding, especially with difficult monster combinations. What is the best player count? 2 to 4 is the broad sweet spot. Higher counts can add coordination and downtime. Is Horrified good solo? Yes, especially two-handed, though Universal Monsters is easier to administer.